Forward. As the Chemical Corps enters its second century of service in the United States Army, it must adapt to new threats and overcome 15 years of atrophy of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear seaburn skills within the Army that were attributed to operations in counterinsurgency. Throughout that time, the Chemical Corps approached the seaburn problem as it had for the past 100 years: avoid, protect, and decontaminate. These three insular capability areas provided a linear approach to detect existing hazards and offered a bypass of seaburn obstacles to enable the safe passage of forces. The approach to the seaburn program remained resistant to change, yet it ignored new forms of battle being exercised and conducted by major regional players: Russia, China, Iran, North Korea. The proliferation of new technologies, to include weapons of mass destruction, WMD capabilities, and materials, will remain a constant during the next 100 years. The Chemical Corps, in conjunction with the Army and Joint Force, must adapt and prepare for seaburn usage throughout the range of military operations. The Chemical Corps exists to enable movement and maneuver to conduct large-scale ground combat operations in a seaburn environment. Friendly forces must retain freedom of action and be capable of employing the full breadth of capabilities within complex battlefield conditions, including seaburn environments. The latest edition of FM30 and the Army concept of multi-domain operations outline the essential elements for success against peer and near-peer adversaries. FM3-11 is the answer to FM30's requirement to adapt and to overcome in the plausibility of enemy seaburn usage to create conditions of overmatch. To support multi-domain operations, the Army Seaburn Regiment must be agile and adaptive, capable of employing its full capabilities to enable the Army to win in a complex seaburn environment. It is essential that United States forces build and maintain operational readiness whilst restoring seaburn mastery at tactical and operational levels of war. Seaburn must be integrated into all training facets as a condition on the battlefield that the enemy will leverage to establish and maintain a position of relative advantage. FM3-11 provides a thorough doctrinal approach for the tactical and operational levels of war to provide tailorable, scalable seaburn capabilities across operations. It acknowledges that seaburn units must be integrated at multiple tactical and operational headquarters to enhance their capabilities to counter WMD and retain operational flexibility. Most importantly, it transforms the seaburn enterprise to being offensive and proactive, interdicting seaburn before employment rather than simply practicing avoidance. The time has come to make seaburn integration into training a priority for every leader. Building agile and adaptive leaders who can win means forcing them to adapt to the complex rigors of a seaburn environment that provides a substantial advantage to threat forces. FM3-11 provides leaders and staffs the ability to incorporate seaburn units into their formations and to defeat the enemy's ability to use seaburn hazards effectively in large-scale ground combat. Antonio V. Munera, Brigadier General, Seaburn Commandant.